My name is Dick Callahan, and I'm on a rowing trip. I've got a 18-foot rowing dory and sailing dory as well, and I decided to take a row down from Juneau.
And how come you decided to go?
Oh, just to shake out the boat and see how she did on a long trip, and I like to row.
Can you tell me about your boat?
Yeah, it was the Golden Moon is the name of the boat, and she was built in Amesbury, Massachusetts by a fellow named Graham McKay. And she's got a lug sail with a little jib sail on it, so you could sail it toward the wind a little bit better than you would a usual lug sail. A lug sail, for people that don't know, is a kind of a squarish sail that that does best when it's running with the wind. But it's a surf dory, so it's built to handle surf, which means it's instead of a traditional Banks type of dory with a more flattish sides, it's got a more rounded side, so it's got more buoyancy in it than a Banks dory would. A Banks dory works great when it's loaded, but it's really rocky when it's empty. This boat can handle a lot of weather when it's whether it's full or not full.
So what happens when it starts raining? Do you just like put on all your rain gear?
When it rains, I put on my rain gear. Yeah. Yeah, and rain is not a problem. The things that most dictate where I go is or whether I travel or not is tides and wind. If the wind's with me and the tide's with me, it's so much fun to just be out. Like this morning rowing in here to Petersburg, I got up at about 5 and rowed for 5 or 6 miles in from the little bay that I was and the current was with me and it was flat calm. It was just a great row in.
What do you like about it?
I guess there are boat people and not boat people, and I'm a boat person. And when you row into Petersburg, like, everybody gets it. Like, the fishermen all with, like, they recognize the boat and the kind of boat that it is, and they're just come out on the back deck and wave and so on. And yeah.
Is it like driving like a cool car or something like that?
Well, I guess people talk about chick magnets, and if a boat like this is more of a guy magnet, you know, men really appreciate a boat like this, and I guess you either gravitate toward them or not, but I sure do.
Do you see whales?
I see whales often, and whales come around the boat fairly often, and I've always felt like they know that I'm there, but the thing that really strikes me the most about traveling in this boat is seals. Because seals will follow me for miles sometimes. And when I came by the twins, I rode out in between the twins from Sunset Island coming down here. And it's about another 3 miles to shore after you go through the twins. And there was a whole group of seals, maybe 16 of them. And they started following me, and some of them followed me the whole way to the shore, like more than 3 miles to shore, just like right behind the boat.
Why did they follow you?
I've been thinking about that, and I've never had that kind of experience with a kayak, but it happens all the time in this boat. And it might be because I'm facing them when they come up, and marine mammals like to come up behind you, like seals and sea lions like to come up behind you. And when they come up behind me, I'm looking at them. And I talk to them, and if you sink to them, a lot of times they'll turn their head so that they're because that's what they're listening with, right? And so they'll just stay with you and follow you for miles.
And how long are you going to be out for?
Oh, I really don't know. You know, I'm just going to go to the next place down to the end of the Narrows and see how I feel, and maybe go on further after that.